Some people think time is a fact. Not me. We have 12 clocks in our house, and each one says a different time. The big round one that hangs on the wall in the kitchen reads 8:02. The one on the microwave claims it's 8:13. The clocks on the coffee maker and the oven hover around 7:56. A few feet away, in the garage, the timer on the automatic watering system asserts it's 9:07. My husband sets the digital clock beside our bed 20 minutes earlier than something, but I don't know what. In the morning, when I squint at it, I wonder, why is it so dark outside? My daughter Olivia's clock has stopped completely. My son Mateo's ticks under his bed. My travel alarm is set to Guatemala time, where my children were born and where we frequently visit. I love Guatemala. Nobody cares if I'm late. At home, I'm so familiar with each clock and its unique setting that it doesn't matter if none of them are accurate. On school days, we have 8 minutes to walk down the hill to Olivia's bus stop. The hall clock may say it's 7:29, but I know it's only 7:16. In the afternoon, school pickup is 1:30. But I don't get in the car until NPR announces the headline news before fresh air, which starts at 1:10 or thereabouts. The clock in my car isn't 100% reliable either. My husband urges me to get an atomic clock or use my cell phone or computer. But something about the hours being synchronized by a great satellite in the sky smacks of Big Brother. Who put that person in charge, and why should we abide by his declarations? The whole idea of accurate time is no more than a social contract that works because everyone agrees that it must and will. Time itself is abstract, infinitely elastic. The newspaper says daylight savings time ends on Sunday and it's time to set our clocks back 1 hour. Easy for them to say. With a perspective, I'm Jessica O'Dwyer.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.